Here's a question for you guys. Is your partner your best friend? Were you friends before you came romantic?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it seems despite the popularity of dating apps, most relationships start the old-fashioned way. That's right. Most of them do, with people who are friends first. In fact, researchers have found that 66% of people were platonic friends with their partner before starting a romantic relationship. So, Steve, I gotta go to you. Do you believe there are benefits to being friends with someone before you date them?
I mean, it is. It's not necessary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it is. But it's not necessary. And a lot of relationships start the other way first. They get physical before they're good friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and, what about...
I'm like right now, I'm married to my best friend because I ain't got none.
I ain't got no real friends.
You know, I don't really have no dudes I share everything with. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just don't.
Uh-huh. But Steve,
I've grown out of that space.
I want to ask you this because this always puzzled me. What about people who are friends? They're really, really good friends. We have a lot of strawberry letters about this. They're really good friends, and then they try to be romantic, and it doesn't work out. And the friendship gets all weird after that.
Tainted.
Well,
you know what
I mean? Look. I said it 100 times. I'm not going to stop saying it. If a man is attracted to you, it's hard for him to stay your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You say that all the time.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know how. Mm-hmm. I don't, and I don't know why we keep debating this thing. If a man is attracted to you, it's going to be really hard for him to stay your friend. It's really hard.
Okay.
So let's just notice, if you know that you're attractive to this guy and y'all just friends, it's just until he see a crack in the door.
A physical friend.
And he's going to be a physical friend.
What?
Here comes
a physical friend.
Like a friend with benefits,
you mean? What are you talking about?
We're going to be physical, but we're going to be friends. You know what I'm saying? So
that's physical. Not a physical friend. That's some kind of relationship.
That's a friend with benefit type situation.
That's a sexual relationship. You call it what you want to call it. It's a sexual relationship, and eventually feelings on one of the parts is going to get involved.
Usually the woman.
Exactly.
You
in love now? Oh, man. Ain't nobody sign up for love. This supposed to be just a nice physical friendship.
Says the host of Ready to Love.
They're two different people, Junior.
Way to go, Junior.
There's Radio Tommy and TV Tommy.
I don't know when he's going to learn.
Yes,
though.
I got you.
Separate the two.
You ain't all the way crazy, Tommy.
Far from it.
So, Steve, it is still your contention that men and women, it's hard for them to be friends without being physical. Is that what you're saying?
If the man is attracted to you, I've never seen Just show me.
So then the question is what we just brought up, Shirley, with the segment to be friends. And then date. And you're saying that if you are friends and that man is attracted to the woman.
That's what Steve's saying.
You see what we're trying to say? If you're going to be friends first and then you're going to date, how does that work if you say men and women can't be friends?
If a man is attracted to you, eventually when there's a crack in the door, he's going to know if he can put his foot in the door.
Gotcha. And be more than friends with you.
Yes.
Be more than friends.
These relationships that start out that way can turn out and blossom into wonderful and beautiful relationships. It can happen.
Then sometimes
A great way for it to start because you started as friends. It's a great thing to happen. Now, here's the sad part. If a man ain't attracted to you, y'all can be buddies. Okay, we gotta go, Steve.
Hold on. We gotta go. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. Steve, let's try to clear this up once and for all if we can, because there's so much debate about this. Can men and women be friends? And once they cross that physical line, can they still be friends? Because sometimes that gets weird. So let's try to clear this up, because it is a debate, ongoing debate between men and women all the time. You say what?
Man,
did you sigh?
We've exacerbated.
These people be arguing with me, and every time it come out this way, I be telling them.
You say the same. You say it.
Men and women can be friends only if the man does not find the woman attractive, or is not attracted to her for whatever the reason. If a man finds you attractive and is attracted to you and is your friend, I want you to understand that the moment there is a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and he see a way he can fit in and be more than your friend, he will do that.
Okay.
Absolutely, he will. Unequivocally. Now, can you start a friendship that way and it blossom into a relationship? Yes. And you know why it'll blossom into a relationship? Because he's been attracted to you the whole time.
From the beginning.
Period.
Yep.
Now, here's the sad part that you don't want to hear.
Okay, hurry.
If the man is not attracted to you or finds you unattractive, you can be his friend.
Okay. All right. We'll be debating this for centuries to come. All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.